Roll in a handy pocket.
Xác thử là thực hiện. À, anh đã chuẩn bị hoàn chỉnh. Anh đã chia chia rồi à? Đang anh thử thằng cụ thể. À, nghe là anh đã tiếp tục đi anh đã. Show anh một chút.
At the beginning of this Kala Chakra initiation, we'll first do the recitation of the Heart Sutra.
And in the Kala Chakra, the name, did you get on?
After that, we'll do the removal of obstructions. And then there'll be an offering of mandala. After that, we will then have the adjusting of the motivation and so forth. Today there is a hat I have to wear. It is a tradition that at the time of conferring the Kala Chakra initiation, this sort of hat is worn. Although the hat is not very comfortable to wear, it has the name of a nine-layered auspiciousness. And as we come to the individual places where it's necessary to engage in certain contemplations, I will explain what you need to think.
Now you say the Heart Sutra, meaning recite in Tibetan, then you see, I think you see those who can recite in Japanese, I think you can simultaneously recite. Then you see those who do not know either Tibetan or the Japanese Heart Sutra, then there's nothing can be done except concentrate on the, how to say, the meaning of Heart Sutra is emptiness, shunya. So the things are interdependent, therefore things are not exist by itself. You see, that meaning, non-self existence. You see, with some knowledge about that nature, I concentrate. That is the essential meaning of Heart Sutra. All right? Okay.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
The next
is the offering of mandala, which has 9 piles. It is said that secret mantra is a case of taking imagination as the path. Therefore, one should imagine that the exalted wisdom of undifferentiable bliss and emptiness is appearing as these offerings themselves.
Even though this place in Wisconsin is very beautiful, you should imagine that it is the area of the mandala, that the mandala is here in front of you just as I am meditating on it, and that it is the appearance or sport of this exalted wisdom consciousness itself. And you should imagine that the door to the mansion, to the mandala, is closed. And think that you are outside of the door. And think that you are making offerings to the glorious Kala Chakra.
Lord, with
Now you see, I think most of you, I think, already know the importance of the kindness or the altruism, the Sanskrit word buddhicitta, the special kind of altruism that is called buddhicitta, and the wisdom of pragya, which understands shunya. Now these two, you see, mental development is the, like, how to say, the ground or the foundation. Without these two, we cannot perform any tantric practice. Therefore, you see, both, you see, myself as well as you, I'm a listener, you see, we both must develop the some feeling or some, at least some experience of these two things. You see, how to say, the wisdom, now as the things appear as a something independent thing, appears as a independent existing, but in reality, not that way. So we should, I mean, realize or understand the things are not exist as it appears to us. This is one thing. Then the other thing is the altruism. I think most of you already heard about, you see, my talk. So you know the how much importance of kindness. You see, without kindness, we human society could not survive or exist. So if we think properly, the entire human society based on kindness. So all human relations are the essentially the center in the kindness. And so you see, now in the field of, how to say, the Dharma practice, that is a feeling of kindness, is the key center, key point, key point. Then also very, very important, you should to realize the nature of suffering. As long as we have this type of physical, which
is under the influence of contaminated actions and afflictions, as long as one has mental and physical aggregates which are under the influence of contaminated actions and afflictive emotions, something will be wrong. Either this will be wrong or that will be wrong.
So it is important to realize that nature. Then another thing, realization of impermanence. You see, things are changing, always is changing. So that nature, realization of that nature, also very important. Now with these thoughts in your mind, then we will proceed the thing. So now I am not going to going to go detailed explanation about these motivations. Now you see, for the sake of time, right? I think it is better to short our. So now I am going to wear my hat. You strange? Now you see, my own guru, as well as the previous old guru, wear this sort of hat. So anyway, that is that. Now the find the Rangchurwa.
Into either three or two, the two being the vehicle of hearers and solitary realizers and the vehicle of the bodhisattvas.
Ta tendege ni nyarang ge thakpa tang chanju sun de thakpa sya dini ani khen je ala ya za ka so le ge ani samba ja chi jung ge khyaba ye ba de samba ja chi jung ge khyaba ye ba sun do ma se ani thap da ja chi jung ge thap ma da ka thap sam ni lam le ya ja chi jung ge khyaba ye ba de 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 ge da thap ji khyaba ye ba chane ani thap je de bu la ya chomeng ge khyaba ye ba de.
With regard to the difference between the vehicle of the hearers and solitary realizers and the vehicle of the bodhisattvas, the difference is drawn by way of thought, of the vastness of thought, the vastness of method, and due to there being a difference in this way in the path, there is also a difference in the fruit. This is the way that the difference between the two vehicles is positive.
Ta thekwa chambo chanju sembe ta thekwa la ya da kaso de samba semji keba chindu on devu lami dojang ge goban thoba chuna ya ani thobje devu drupji ge thabla ani sablu ge ta khabra ge be tengne ta namjin drupe thakki.
Then with respect to the great vehicle or bodhisattva vehicle, there is also a difference posited between the sutra great vehicle and the tantra great vehicle. This being posited despite the fact that the thought, the altruistic thought is the same, the deeds are the same, the six perfections, the deeds of the six perfections are the same, but there being a difference in the path in terms of the factor of method. So there's a different corpus to the path in terms of method. From between the two of these, what is being explained today is that of mantra or tantra. With regard to mantra or tantra, as is explained in the Vajra Panjara Tantra, there are four different types of tantras. There are also various other various explanations that that divide the tantras into five, into six, and so forth. When the explanation is that of the four tantra sets, these are of action tantra, performance tantra, yoga tantra, and highest yoga tantra. What is being explained here is that of highest yoga tantra.
Oh.
From among the four tantras, action tantra is so called because there is an emphasis on external activities of bathing and so forth, even though indeed one does have to cultivate meditative stabilization. There is an emphasis on external activities, thus it is called action tantra.
Oh, but then, any chi chao da nan ge nan zhong ni chan nian bu zhe na ju ju.
And then performance is so called because one equally performs external activities and internal yoga.
But then, chi chao da nan ge nan zhong ni le nan ge chao zuo zhe ba yin du zan ne any nan zhong.
And then yoga tantra is so called because between external activities and internal yoga is the main emphasis.
Ta tende nang ting in ji so chebe ta nang jo gi gyu gi nang jo gi gyu le ta cho do gyu ba shen me ba yin be na nang jo la ne ba.
And then highest yoga tantra is so called because there is no higher or superior technique of yoga. In general, all of the tantra systems, like the sutra system of the Great Vehicle, have as the basis the altruistic attitude and have as the deeds the six perfections. But in addition to that, in Tantra, there are special techniques for quickly achieving the meditative stabilization, which is a union of a calm abiding of the mind with special insight. And this is mainly achieved in relation to deity yoga. From one point of view, it is more powerful in terms of the collection of merit, in that one visualizes one's own body as that of a deity. And from another point of view, there comes to be a difference with respect to the consciousness or the subject in that, not the consciousness. In terms of wisdom, in that subject with respect to which one meditates on its final nature is not some gross external phenomenon, but is this divine body that is appearing to one's own internal mind. This mode of procedure in which there is a yoga of non-duality of the profound and the manifest being the imagination of a circle or mandala of deities, and the profound being the wisdom realization of emptiness, the combination of these two in one entity is a distinguishing feature of the three lower tantras.
다들 난 저 라미기
And then in highest yoga tantra, in addition to having all of these features of the sutra vehicle and of the three lower tantras, has special techniques for manifesting the more subtle consciousnesses as entities of the path and using them in the path through techniques of concentrating on the physical body.
That the lamigishun, lamigishun tamalagi,
The uncommon distinction of highest yoga tantra, that in relation to which the profound feature of highest yoga tantra is developed, is in relation to the techniques for causing the innate fundamental most subtle mind to be used as an entity of the path. With respect to the techniques for manifesting this most subtle mind of clear light, the innate fundamental mind, in various tantras there are various techniques, some putting the emphasis on the winds, some on just remaining in a non-conceptual state, and some through developing the four joys. And some in terms of just setting the mind in a non-conceptual state. In the Guhya Samaja Tantra, the emphasis is on concentration on the winds or inner energies or inner airs. In the Chakrasambhava Tantra and in the Hevajra Tantra, the emphasis is on generating the four joys. And the system that mainly seeks to make manifest the mind of clear light through setting in a non-conceptual state is that of the Dzogchen or great perfection of the Nyingma school. And also the great seal or Mahamudra system of the Gagyu school is in these terms too. In any case, all of these are systems that are built on valid and reliable texts. Now, in the highest yoga tantras, there is a division into father tantras and mother tantras. Some scholars also set forth a system of non-dual tantras, a division of non-dual tantras.
Nimi,
And as an illustration of a non-dual tantra, they posit the this tantra of Kala Chakra. In accordance with the system that does not posit a separate division of non-dual tantras different from mother tantras and father tantras, in accordance with that system, the Kala Chakra tantra is put as a mother tantra. And the reason why the Kala Chakra Tantra is posited as a mother tantra is that the main subject of discourse in the Kala Chakra Tantra is the six branched yoga. And the sixth of those six branches is that of meditative stabilization, at which time the emphasis is on the unchangeable or immutable great bliss, because the primary emphasis then of the tantra is on the unchangeable great bliss. It is called the mother tantra. Whereas those who do posit non-dual tantras separate from the mother and father tantras say that the Kala Chakra Tantra is a non-dual tantra because it very clearly sets forth, not just in a hidden way, but a very obvious and clear way, as its main object of discourse, the state of union. Union being a combination of empty form and great bliss, the empty form being induced by the great bliss. Since the emphasis is on this union, it is called a non-dual tantra. Now, this Kala Chakra Tantra has many distinguishing features, many unique features. In general, in highest yoga tantra, the paths are divided into stages of generation and stages of completion. And the chief of these being the stage of completion. And within the stage of completion, there are techniques set forth for withdrawing the winds or inner energies into inside, and then stages that are in relation to the time when those inner energies have been withdrawn inside. The earlier branches of the six-branched yoga in Kala Chakra are mainly concerned or are mainly means of withdrawing these inner energies. Therefore, it has a special feature for beginners. Now this color chakra has a special connection with one special place, that of the country of Shambhala. And there must be a difference in these terms too. Most of the other tantras have their, their origin in the request of a particular person, such as the king Indrabhuti. But here, in the case of the Kalachakra Tantra, it is a whole country that has 96 districts in it that was involved with the king in this teaching. However, if you lay out a map and search to find Shambhala, it's not something you can find. It doesn't seem to be a place that can be seen unless one's karma and so forth has ripened, as it is a pure land. There are many such places, such as the Blissful Pure Land and so forth, which aren't places that you can immediately get to by going out and buying an airplane ticket and so forth. It may be that if the spacecrafts get better, if they're more developed, it would be possible to go to such places. If they build spacecrafts that could go faster than the speed of light. perhaps the tickets would be very expensive.
The tickets the machine tell you charge over it. Merit chamber you what the tickets not tomorrow. Merit, big merit,
so we can consider the tickets to be one's own merit. It would take great merit in order to be able to arrive at such a place. I will be giving some commentary on with regard to the Kalachakra Tantra tomorrow and the next day. The most important thing is that one needs to have a good motivation. We have already attained a very good human body. And we have an opportunity to do something of great imprint, of great effect. Therefore, you should have the thought that I'm going to do something worthwhile with this human body that I've attained. And then in doing something worthwhile with the human body, it's very important not to be selfish, but to do whatever one can in terms of altruism.
As I mentioned before, the other days, the most important thing is the altruism. Now the next question is, how to serve other people, how to help other people, other beings, not only human beings, not only people, but all sentient beings. So you say, how to help? Now you say, according to Buddhist teaching, the things depend on the our own karmic, karmic force. So the Narada that dewe tawati yonga da mindu be tunge te mayo ya te let swada manwa chipu ya re.
In order to cause the happiness that we want to come, and in order to cause the suffering that we want to get rid of, to be gotten rid of, it's necessary to have an unmistaken means of engaging in action so that we accumulate the proper karma. Therefore, the helping of others is mainly in terms of the explanation of that which is to be adopted in practice and that which is to be gotten rid of. As it is said in sutra, the Buddha does not wash away one's ill deeds and so forth with water or through laying on the hands, but it is by way of a person's implementing type of teaching on reality that a Buddha sets forth. Therefore, the helping of others is mainly teaching that which is to be adopted and that which is to be discarded. In order to teach others what is to be adopted and what is to be discarded, that which is to be adopted and that which is to be discarded cannot be hidden from oneself. If that which one is to teach is not clear or is hidden to oneself, that makes it all the more difficult to teach it. And then also one needs to be able to set forth teaching in accordance with the interests and dispositions and And then also one needs to be able to set forth teaching in accordance with the interests and dispositions and predispositions of the trainees. One does not know the interests, predispositions, and so forth of those who are listening, even though one has a good attitude or teaches from a